This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Shasta Abraham, last name A for apple, B for boy, R A for apple, H for house, A for apple, M for Mary. First name is Shasta, S for Sam, H for house, A for apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for apple. The today's date is January 12, 2026, period new paragraph. She's a 52-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath on certain level of activity, period. New paragraph. Patient says that she has noticed shortness of breath when she walks about 1 hour, period. She walks at least five days a week and sometime more, period. She says in the last one half of a mile, when the climb is somewhat uphill, she gets short of breath, period. She thinks in 1 hour she is walking 2 to 3 miles, period. She also gives history of shortness of breath on climbing 3 to 4 flights, period. This symptom has been more noticeable in last 3 to 4 months, period. History of upper retrosternal chest pressure, which may last for 20 to 30 minutes and generally happens at rest, period. It's mild in nature and no accompanying feature other than nausea, period. No radiation, period. The symptom tends to happen when she's under stress and generally not when she's active, period. Symptoms started about 6 months ago at a frequency of 1 per month. Recently, there is some mild increase in frequency, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation, period. History of mild upper respiratory tract infection, December 25, period. At that time, she had a cough and nasal congestion, period. History of mild edema of feet at times in last few months, period. No history of palpitation, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period. No history of any GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5 feet 2 inch tall, period. Her weight is 187 pound, period. She works in a department of mental health, period. She has been working for 28 years, but recently she's noticed that the stress level has increased also. And her symptom of chest tightness at times happens with the increased stress, period. New paragraph. In last 1 month, she's been noticed to have high blood pressure, period, pre-diabetes, period, and mild hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. She has been known to have bronchial asthma, A for apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, H for house, M for Mary, A for apple, period. She's on medication Breyna, B for boy, R, E for Europe, Y, N for Nancy, A for apple, and albuterol, A for apple, L for Larry, B for boy, U, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, O, L for Larry, period. Recently, she also started detox plan with the primary care physician. Detox plan, D for David in capital letters, E, T for Tom, O, X, plan, period. Present medication, she was prescribed amlodipine, but because of potential side effects on her own, she decided not to take it, period. The she's on metformin 500 milligram at night after meal, but to be taken as needed, period. History of hiatal hernia, period, new paragraph. Menstrual history, she has been diagnosed with fibroid uterus, F for Frank, I for India, B for boy, R, O, I for India, D for David, uterus, and she's been advised hysterectomy. HYS, T for Tom, R, E for Europe, C for Charlie, T for Tom, O, M for Mary, Y, period. She has five children, period. Her first two children were single, full-term normal delivery, and last three children were triplet. And she needed C-section, period. No major illness during the pregnancy or after the pregnancy, period. Her triplets are now 14-year-old, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she claims to be allergic to Bactrim, B for boy, A for apple, C for Charlie, T for Tom, R, I for India, M for Mary, comma, Sulfa, comma, Keflex, K for Kite, E for Europe, F for Frank, L for Larry, E for Europe, X, comma, penicillin, comma, erythromycin, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of alcohol, period. She takes about 4 cups of coffee per day, period. New paragraph. Family history, mother is 77 year old, and she has a chronic renal insufficiency and a history of congestive heart failure, period. One sister who is 42 year old has high blood pressure, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal spedis, which are 2/4 and both, 2/4, and both posterior tibial are traced, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. No carotid bruit and no obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/90/90 millimeters of mercury, period. Next line. Blood pressure with her instrument, it is 133/89 millimeters of mercury with heart rate 75 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the apex, ejection systolic click followed by 2/6 ejection systolic murmur is noted, which is also heard at the left lower parasternal area, suggesting likely possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation period. No S3 period, no S4 period, and no other heart murmur noted, period, ni paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period, there are no RALS or ronchi, period, ni paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, ni paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, ni paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. The EKG is normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period, ni paragraph. Analysis in view of her shortness of breath, which she has noticed recently on walking 2 miles and going uphill in the latter part of the walk, plus on climbing stairs after 2 flights of stairs. Suggests possibility of cardiomyopathy, and her clinical exam suggests the possibility of mitral regurgitation and mitral valve prolapse, period. So plan is to do the echocardiogram for the above symptom and to evaluate for any mitral valve findings, period. Also, in view of her symptom of shortness of breath and atypical chest pain, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score to evaluate for any atherosclerosis of the coronary arteries, period. The pros and cons of the above workup were explained to the patient, and she understood and she agreed, period. For the control of her blood pressure, plan is to start the patient on losartan, L for Larry, O, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy. 50 milligram PO twice a day, period. New paragraph. She was given detailed instruction about proper blood pressure recording technique and particularly taking rest for 5 minutes and then to check the blood pressure with the hand on the dinner table, period. She was also advised to maintain the blood pressure record and bring next time, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue previous medicine and plus the losartan, L-O-S-A-R-T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, period. The patient understood various suggestions well and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, shortness of breath in last 3 months on a regular walk, period. Next line, number two, atypical chest pain. Next line, number three, history of fibroid uterus, and she would need hysterectomy. Fibroid, FIB4ROID, period. Next line, number four, hypertension not controlled. Next line, number five, mild hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number six, pre-diabetes, period. And next line, number seven, history of hiatal hernia, period. Number eight, history of bronchial asthma since she was young, period. Number nine, clinically mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadir.